This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. When I travel, I like visiting the places where famous people lived. I've been to Dostoevsky's apartment in St. Petersburg and James Thurber's boyhood home in Columbus, Ohio. But in those places, you can't usually sleep in the famous people's bedrooms.
Thank you for calling me, Yorka Ramada. This is Vivian. May I direct your call?
Yeah, I'd like to reserve a room.
Reservation, Savannah speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to reserve a room.
One of the most important inventors of all time lived in Midtown Manhattan at the Hotel New Yorker. It's now managed by Ramada. And I, if possible, I'd like to reserve a particular room.
What room number would you like to request?
Room 3327.
That's a two double bed room, non-smoking.
That's fine.
Okay. So where did you get the room 3327 from?
It's a famous person used to live there, an inventor named Nikola Tesla.
Oh, okay.
These days, very few people have even heard of Nikola Tesla, even the ones who work at the hotel where he lived and died. But his name ought to be as famous as Edison's. More than a century ago, he made alternating current, AC, the standard for electric power. He laid the groundwork for radio, yes, ahead of the other guy. He pioneered wireless communication. He developed the remote control and radar before anybody knew what to do with them. Tesla was part visionary, part mad scientist, and absolute genius. But 69 years ago this month, he died alone and broke in a Manhattan hotel room. In Studio 360 today, we'll explore Tesla's strange life and wonderful creations, and we'll talk to some of his heirs, scientists and inventors who are still bucking what the establishment considers possible. My guest, Samantha Hunt, has written a novel about Tesla. It's called The Invention of Everything Else. I asked her how she first became acquainted with Nikola Tesla.
I'm embarrassed to say it's probably because of that, you know, 90s hair metal band, Tesla. But that is probably a lot of Americans' first introduction to Nikola Tesla.
And they named themselves after
Nikola
Tesla. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they have an album called Edison's Medicine. I mean, they're huge Tesla fans. And when I started reading about some of the details of his life, I thought, my God. I mean, not so much the wonders that he invented, but really just the oddities of his life, that he lived, you know, 70 years in hotels in New York City, never married, you know, had these wonderful plans to light the ocean, to build a ring around the center of the earth and use that for, you know, traveling around the world in a day.
And was born so deep back into the 19th century and did the biggest practical things he did, which is the figure out radio and figure out AC in the 19th century.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did he, as a child, actually invent a little engine powered by bugs,
bugs? He did. That was one of his first inventions. He collected June bugs and he harnessed them onto a turbine and he made an engine that was powered by
June. That's such a beautiful, poetic image in and of itself.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. And part of the wonder of him was he did a lot of inventing in his brain. I mean, he says from an early age, from 5 years old, he saw machines swirling in his head. And a lot of his inventions happened that way. The problem with that then, of course, was that he'd be like, well, I invented it. Here it is in my brain. But, you know, never producing an actual piece of equipment that could be sold. And he got into trouble with that in that he wouldn't protect his patents sometimes or by not developing something that could be demonstrated. You know, other people came along and would steal things from him. But so he wasn't a great capitalist. I mean, part of what's so great about Tesla is rather than solving mysteries, it seemed like he created more mysteries.
Samantha Hunt is the author of The Invention of Everything Else. She's my guest today as we talk about Nikola Tesla.